Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Till that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
This is Blog Talk Radio, July the 17th, 2021. And this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome again to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled show on today. Shouts out to my co-host who efficiently runs this show when I am not available, and certainly hosts this show with me. All righty, we've got a spirit-filled show. Praise the Lord. Amazing Grace Ministries, we are conducting the announcements. We are conducting Old Testament survey classes. Thank God for going back into session. July 22nd, 2021, we will resume those classes. So you can email me at Amazing Grace Ministries, and that's Amazing, A-M-A-Z-E-N, Grace, G-R-A-C-E-M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-S-E, @gmail.com to register for those classes. And again, they will start on July 22nd, and that's a Thursday, and we conduct our classes via Zoom. So if anyone want to support this ministry, certainly you can send a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, and that donation could be sent to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. That donation can be sent to P.O. Box 438-411, and make those checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries or GMI. Thank you so much in advance for undergirding this ministry, and any support, any donations you send, we are grateful and appreciative. So certainly we are on air on Saturdays at 9 a.m., every Saturday at 9 a.m., and certainly if you want to view this telecast or this blog again later, you can certainly connect to the link, which is tobtr.com/s/ 1-973-682. And you can hear this word in its entirety. Certainly, we have a word for you on today. Praise the Lord. And we will get into it. The theme of this lesson, or the title for this lesson on this morning, this third week of July, is Above Limits, setting the pace for victory in this time of Corona. All right. So let's begin with the scriptures, shall we? Philippians 3, chapter verse 13 to verse 15 reads, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." Romans verses, chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." And my last verse of scripture, certainly, Mark 9:23, it says, "Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." I want to reiterate our title on today. Our title on today is Above Limits, Setting the Pace for Victory in This Time of Coronavirus. And certainly we're living in a strange time. We're living in a time where a year ago things were shut down. And yet it looks like that this coronavirus has not left our shores, but is still lingering in various forms. And it seems that there are myths going on about whether or not you should take the vaccination. And certainly those that have not taken the vaccination, it seems that the numbers are spiking in that population. But we're talking about running above the limits, setting the course for victory in this time, because we certainly stand on the word of God. So when we look at this, and certainly we want to apply this word so that we don't be fearful, that we may be able to tell our brothers and sisters and our neighbors that Jesus saves. So let's look at some terms, shall we? When we look at above, it means in, at, or to a higher place, higher in rank, authority, or power. And then limits. Certainly, we often talk about take the limit off God, because when you look at limits, it's a final or utmost, a furthest boundary or point as to extend the amount or the procedures. So when we talk about limits, it has some stop to it. You can't go beyond that point. You have reached the furthest part of that limit. So if we look at the speed limit, it says the limit that you can go is 70. But if you understand highway driving, you will recognize and understand that they will allow you to go even further than 70 miles per hour. So that's one form of limit. And also the other definition is to restrict by, as if establishing a limit. So we talked about that speed limit. So now when we look at the slang terms, you know, there's so many, the definition, we talked about the definition of limit, but also when we look at limit, we can also say go the limit. There's slang terms that includes this word, go the whole hog, or the sky is the limit. And that slang term means, in essence, the opposite. There is really no limit of how high that you can go. Because when you look at the sky seems to be eternal when you look up and see. So now, when we talk about this verses of Scripture, this is one of Paul's shortest letters and one of the smallest books in the Old Testament, the New Testament. We're talking about the book of Philippians. But this book has some powerful teaching in it. The purpose that Paul was trying to gather in writing this particular book was to thank this church for the gift of love. How amazing that he wanted to thank them while he was sitting in a dirty, dirt, dark, rat-infested prison in Rome. But many of Paul's letters, including this one, was letters that he would write in prison. Because, you know, he started out as Saul and persecuted the Christians. But when he met the Lord on that Damascus road, the Lord changed his name. He changed his name from Saul to Paul. And when he changed that name, he gave Paul a declaration or a mission, if you want to call it, to serve him with vigor. And certainly he said he persecuted the church, the Christian church, with vigor. He is going to now serve Christ with vigor. And certainly Paul encourages the Philippians to pray whenever they become anxious. So prayer is said to be a powerful enabler to live this Christian life. Sometimes we don't know what to do, but when we sit down and we pray, when we get into our heavenly language, we talked on last week about those spiritual gifts, and one of those spiritual gifts is prayer. We can pray and seek God like never before. And when we pray, God answers our prayers. But certainly we know, God, that prayer begins to hit us and change us through the word of God. So with petitions to God in thanksgiving, in trust of God's ability to answer our prayers, a believer can have peace and assurance. Assurance to know that God will fix it. Assurance to know that God will work it out. And certainly we have gone through a hard time. We have lost many of loved ones during this coronavirus. Oh, but God is saying, I have not forsaken my saints, nor will I ever forsake them, because I have their back. And if they can trust me, if you can believe on me, then you can ask what you will, and God will make a way out of no way. So the peace that God gives Christians goes well beyond human understanding. The Bible says peace that passes all understanding, meaning you can't understand the peace that God gives you during times of trouble, during times of crisis. Your neighbors and your friends and your job members look at you like, how can you deal with this situation? I'm about depressed. I would have lost my mind. I would have pulled it out. But God gives us that peace that passes all understanding with reassurance that knowing God is to walk and ride in the storm when the boat is being tossed back and forth. Looks like the Lord will give you a word that says, peace be still, and you will ride that storm out knowing that God will keep you. So this peace is beyond human understanding. Oh, the mind can't understand it. You can't figure it out. Man, look at you and don't understand. But you know, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I hear many a saint say, if it had not been the Lord on my side to make that statement. But as you grow in the Lord and in the fullness of his might, you begin to make that statement. And you begin to understand that what I went through on yesterday, God allowed me to get through it. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have made it through. I would have lost my mind. I would have thrown in the towel. I would have hit somebody. But the Lord on my side gives me the ability to ride the storm. We're talking about above the limits, setting the pace for victory in this time of corona, but any other time, whatever the situation, whatever the problem may be. This peace actually guards and protects a believer's heart and mind. Paul wanted the Philippians to understand that their strength was in Christ Jesus and was not going to be found in themselves. Oh, somebody out there, clap your hands and say, yes, I know. Oh, God, I know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, Jesus Christ. When I call on Jesus, he answers. So when we're talking about setting the pace for victory, striving for victory is a concept. Oh, hallelujah. It's a concept. Oh, praise God. It's a concept. Oh, because you must strive for it. Why is it a concept? Because you must strive for it. You must want it. Why do you want it? Because you want to go to a higher place in God beyond your limits. Oh, because see, if we take that word limit, oh, it has a boundary. But when you put God on it, then that means that that limit is endless. So let's read 1 Corinthians 9:24. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain it. We've got to run. We have got to seek the Lord while he's near, because we are living in perilous times. We're living in a time where buildings are falling. We're living in a time where the word says plagues will be here. And coronavirus is a pandemic. It is a plague. Also, we're living out the scriptures. We're living out the last time. We in the last days. We don't know when Christ is going to come back, but we know he's coming. All the word says men will be lovers of themselves more than of God. We see that the kids are killing their children. Oh, we see that violence is in our streets. If you live in the street of Chicago on a given weekend, there might be 80 to 100 people shot. Oh, and we must guard ourselves accordingly. Oh, we must guard ourselves with the right tools to know that we're running this race. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:2 reads, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest any means I should run or had run in vain. We got to be able to preach, teach, and give this word. I said earlier that this word come and we wanted to hide it in our hearts that we may not sin against God. We want to be able to answer every man that asks of us, and give them a word that God has given us. And certainly, you don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a teacher. But certainly, if you read this word enough, God will put it in your heart, and you will speak it. You will live it, and you will walk it. And men will say to you, what you got that I don't have? And that's a doorway, saints, to open up and say, I got Jesus. How about you? Ooh, hallelujah. But I want to talk about, I want to slow it down to talk about there are some hindrances that you must avoid. Now, distractions will cause you to faint, be depressed, be despair, to have despair, and to set you back. Going the past the limits means I can't stop even in my pain. I got to keep my pace. I have to run as a marathon runner runs. Now, if you notice a marathon and you know the Boston Marathon, I know that's famous because there was a Boston shooter, and certainly there was a bomb that injured some of the marathon runners. But we know since that time there have been many more marathons, even those that even the person that some of the people that were bombed and got injuries said, I cannot stop. I've got to keep going. Even though I was hurting this marathon, there are 20 or 30 more that I've got to participate in because I can't stop. So we're running a race, and that's how it is with the Christians. Even though Satan might hit us with all the tools and there's some injuries that we sustain, we got to keep moving. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep going until God calls us home and says, well done, that good and faithful servant. Oh, you have been over, and I'm not saying the scripture entirely, but this is my paraphrase, me paraphrasing this scripture. Oh, that he will give us our reward on the other side, but we have got to keep running. We have got to keep moving. Oh, we have got to keep that pace. Ah, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, to know that we've got to move. So in essence, thank you, Jesus. We have got to run this race. Now, Galatians 5 and 7, did ye run well? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Philippians 2 and 16, holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So basically what you're saying, we've got to keep going. We've got to move. We got to keep going in this race, even in the coronavirus, in this situation where we tried. We've got to keep going. We can't allow Satan to interrupt. We can't allow Satan to stop us, or even in any situation. Oh, because God sometimes uses those situations that we're going through, the problems, all the situations that we're going through. It ain't some, but all. Everything you go through is for your purpose. Everything you face is for your purpose. And you know what? My brothers and sisters, you're not going to deal with it until God knows you're ready. So whatever the situations that you're going through, whatever the problems that you're facing, whatever the failures that you might have happened in your life, the disappointments, the fears, people living in your life to fail you, praise the Lord, or any distractions, those situations, the economic situations that you may be going through, or losses that you may endure, or everything that we're going through, or everything that we're going through in this day and time, God uses it for his benefit. Oh, the problems, the things that we're encountering right now, God is using it for his purpose.
His flames never burn out of control. Oh, he's right there with us. That's why the scripture says in Romans, whatever we go through, he's right there with us. There's no situation, there's no problem that we will endure that God is not with us in the trenches. Oh, just like that soldier that is under fire and they drop down in a ditch to fire against the enemy. Certainly, God is with us right there when we're firing against the enemy. And you know what, saints? God will give us the plan and maneuvers, the strategies to maneuver in this battle that we're in, because we're in a fight. We're in a battle, and we've got to arm ourselves accordingly. I talk so much about the armor of God. I talk so much about Ephesians 6, the sixth chapter, because the race, not the race, but because the battle that we're fighting is not flesh and blood. It's not our brother or our sisters, but it's spiritual. And because it's spiritual, we got to understand that we win, that we are winners through Christ Jesus. So we must lay aside every weight that stops us from getting to the victory. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2 reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, we're pressing toward the goals to victory, even through our suffering, even through our pain, even in this time of coronavirus, as we've lost loved ones, as we go bury loved ones, as we go through the trials and tribulation of not having the right finance. Ooh, some of the people that have been cooped up, the mental health pandemic is on the rise, but oh, Jesus has provided a ram in the bush. He's saying, don't be fearful, don't be weary, because I've got you. I will give you the strength you need to run this race, because you don't run it by yourself anyhow. The Bible says, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Not he's going to someday, but he shall, making a statement of saying, I am going to direct your path. You ain't got to worry about it. All you got to do is trust in me. You know, you've got to put trust and believe. If thou could believe, all things are possible, meaning that God will fix it. You know, we don't understand what one day will be from the next, but we know that God will fix it. God will provide a way. God will work it out to our benefit, all because he wants the glory. So because he wants the glory, he's going to work it out for us. He's going to make it come to pass for us. He's going to give us the victory. He's going to make it. He's going to do those things for us because we trust in him, because we believe in him, because we're set the pace for victory, because we're living above the limits, because we're taking the limits off God to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to the power that works in me. So I am taking the limit off God and believing God for everything I need, even in this time that we're living in, because God is faithful. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, I thank you for this word, and certainly I thank you for each and every one that's on this word, that have this on this line, that have listened to this word. I pray, God, that this word will penetrate their hearts and their minds, God, that you will allow this word to manifest itself, God, that they may believe that they can run above the limits, that you are setting the pace for victory even in this time, even in this last and evil day, that you will provide a ram in the bush. Whatever it is, if it's healing in their body, they're healed. If it's financial, supernatural, it's been done in Jesus' name. We decree and declare it as we're touching and agreeing on this blog talk. As they're listening to me, I decree a blessing. I decree it right now. How? Why? Because you have given me that authority to do that. Oh, and I do it right now in the name of Jesus. God, you are good to us. And I thank you for the healing. I thank you, God, for the word that you've given on this morning. And I pray, God, that this word will touch somebody, that it may not come against you or come back void, because you said it wouldn't. So therefore, we know it's not. And because we know it's not, we decree that blessing. God, touch your people. Heal their bodies. You know what they need. We thank you. We bless your name. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you that have listened to this word, that have been on the line on today. If you have not been vaccinated, I will encourage you to get your vaccination. And those of you that have been vaccinated, you know that you can or cannot wear your mask. Is up to you. If you feel comfortable, then don't wear your mask. But if you don't feel comfortable, wear your mask. We know that God will keep you in things because you trust in him. So again, saints of the Most High God, be blessed. I thank you. Again, keep your social distancing routines, wash your hands, and we certainly will hear from our co-hosts on next week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.